What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. As always, I am excited to have a conversation with you this week as we dive into 11 questions to grow your self-awareness. This is an episode that is going to be a fun one, my friend. Self-awareness, especially, you know, in today's day and age, is such an important thing in mastering and creating a life that you truly love. We'll dive more into the importance of it. But before we get to that, I want to make sure that we read a review from one of our listeners this week. As you might know, if you joined in on our last few solo episodes this year, we're doing something called the 200 by 30 challenge. And what it means is we're pushing to get 200 ratings and reviews by the time I turn 30, which is actually just on Sunday. So coming up here in just a little bit. And the review we have this week is from Too Blonde for You to Handle. And she said, since 2019, I've been looking forward to each episode weekly since 2019. My husband and I love discussing each week's episode over dinner or a drive together. The power of being uncomfortable is something everyone should practice. It is one of the best ways to grow. John and I push ourselves to get uncomfortable as often as we can. It's the reason I've said yes to so many things. I wouldn't have experienced traveling to the slums in India, been accepted to my dream school, UC Davis, or have many friends around the world as I do. She continues to go on and say, I also related so much to being a shy kid as a child and the fear of public speaking. However, overcoming this fear has made me so good at my job in finance and sales, and I am forever grateful. Please keep doing what you're doing. I told Max last week how big of fans we are all the way from Florida. So Too Blonde for You to Handle. Thank you so much for your incredible review. And absolutely, we're going to keep bringing you content every single week that you and your husband, John, can enjoy. All right, my friends. So if you have not yet, go leave a review. You can get a chance to have your review read out loud on the episode, on the show. And also, if you have not yet, make sure you smash that subscribe button so you can join us every single week here on the show. All right. Without further ado, let's dive in to this week's episode, my friends. So again, what we're going to be talking about today is 11 questions to grow your self-awareness. And before we get to the questions, I want to have a conversation with you really about the importance of self-awareness. And as I was getting ready for this episode, one thing that was so interesting that popped up in my mind is, you know, if we want to live a happy, a fulfilled, a successful life, oftentimes the reason people accomplish that is because they are self-aware enough to know what makes them happy, what makes them feel successful, what makes them feel fulfilled. And that's why they are able to have that type of a life. But if you do not have the self-awareness to know, okay, what does success really look like and mean and feel like to me? What does happiness mean to me? What does it look like? How do I know if I'm happy? What is, you know, all those things? If you know those, it is so much easier to achieve those things, right? It's like if somebody gave you a game of Monopoly, and they just put the game of Monopoly in front of you. They did not give you instructions, and they said, all right, go win the game. You're never going to win the game because you do not have instructions on how to win, right? And oftentimes in life, we can take that same approach as we can put this game of Monopoly in front of us or this game of our life in front of us, and we don't have the rule book on how to achieve what we actually want to achieve, aka win the game of your life. So a few things you want to understand when it comes to self-awareness is I got a definition that I thought was so beautifully written, and I wanted to share it with you, and it was about internal self-awareness. And so this is the definition I want to share with you today of, you know, what is actually self-awareness? People talk about it. It's a big word. People throw it around. But at the end of the day, what is self-awareness really? And here is the definition that I have for you. So internal self-awareness represents how clearly we see our own values, passions, aspirations, fit with our environment, reactions, including thoughts, feelings, behaviors, strengths, and weaknesses, and impact on others, right? So it's internally understanding how do we tick and why do we tick in the ways that we do. And when you begin to understand that, one, do you absolutely live a happier life? You do. And then also you understand, well, if you're not happy in your work, in your relationship, in your health, in your finances, your relationship, whatever it is, you understand, well, how do you get to a place where you actually are happy with those areas, right? And one other thing I'll share with you before we dive into these questions is they did a study and they found out that you have 50,000 thoughts a day, right? The average human being has 50,000 thoughts a day. And get this part, 90% of your thoughts are repetitive, meaning 90% of the 50,000 thoughts that you had today are the same exact thoughts you had yesterday. And on top of that, 50% of those 50,000 thoughts are negative. So 50,000 thoughts a day, 50% of them are negative, and 90% of them are repetitive. So if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling like you're not sure you're on track or you're looking to improve your life, well, if you don't do self-awareness, if you don't look internally, do some introspection, then no wonder your life looks the same day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, because all the thoughts that you have, 90% of them are the same. And at the end of the day, you become what you think about. So if you're thinking about the same thing every day, of course your life is going to look the same. Right? So we want to dive into those 50,000 thoughts. We want to dive into the 90% of thoughts that are repetitive, the 50% that are negative, and we want to understand those things. And the more you begin to understand those things, again, the more and the easier you can move in the forward direction of your life. All right? So obviously now you understand that self-awareness is important. And so let's dive into the 11 questions to grow your self-awareness. And I got to tell you, my friend, the last two that I'm going to share with you today, the last two questions of these 11 are absolutely questions that are going to begin to move the needle forward in your life. They are powerful, introspective self-awareness questions that if you allow yourself to get honest with, you allow yourself to sit down to even journal about, they are going to move the needle forward in your life. So stay forward and stay on till the last two questions. But the first question is, what kind of person do you want to be today? What kind of person do you want to be today? Now, whether you're listening to this in the morning or the afternoon, or even as you're going to bed, you can take this question. And if it's the beginning of your day or the middle of your day, ask yourself, well, what kind of person do you want to be the remainder of today, right? Do you want to be someone where people run into you and they leave that conversation? They go, man, I feel better. Or do you want to be the kind of person today where you bump into somebody and they leave feeling worse, right? Pretty interesting question just to start your day on the right foot. And one thing is, you know, if you're at night listening to this, practice this question tomorrow when you wake up. And I would say this is a great first question, self-awareness question to ask yourself every day as you wake up. Right? What kind of person do I want to be today? How do I want to show up in the world today? Right? What is a trait that I want to embody today? And if you ask yourself that question and you start off on the positive note, it's going to create a ripple effect throughout the rest of your day. Right? Sometimes we can wake up and not ask ourselves the question of what kind of person do I want to be today? And we wake up and maybe we're a little negative. We wake up and maybe we're kind of frustrated. We wake up and maybe we're stressed about something. And we begin to carry that stress, that negativity, that frustration throughout the rest of the day. And truly, those emotions don't help us move our life in the forward direction. So a great question you can ask yourself when you start the day is, what kind of person do you want to be today? That's the first question. And the second question we're going to jump to, and I would encourage you as you go to this second question and even the next 10 questions, I would really encourage you to actually journal on some of these things. Yes, let's have a conversation about it today and go through all these questions and ask yourself some quick thoughts. Maybe pause the audio in between some of the questions. Give yourself some time to think. If you're listening to it with somebody else, maybe go back and forth and talk about that question with each other. But at some point in the next 24 hours, I would encourage you to get an actual journal out, get a pen, a pencil out, and write the question at the top of a piece of paper and give yourself 5 minutes to actually journal about your answer to this question, an honest, candid, true, raw, real answer. You do that, you be raw, real, and honest with yourself, it's going to allow you to build even more self-awareness. All right. So the second question is, if you had a magic wand, how would your life be better in 3 months? All right. If you had a magic wand, how would your life be better in 3 months? Now, remember, take the analytical part of your brain out in this moment and don't say, well, I can't do this because of that. I can't do that because of this. If you start doing that, beautiful, great self-awareness moment where it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. If I'm asking myself the question, if I had a magic wand, how would your life be better in 3 months? And I notice that there's a thought that comes in that says, you can't do that. You're not smart enough. You're not capable. You don't have the skills. It's a great moment to say, wait, let me dive into that. Right? If I notice that it's popping up where it says, you're not smart enough, you're not capable, well, let me look into that and say, well, why do I have that thought? And is it possible that that thought doesn't just pop up in this question, but maybe it pops up other times in your life? Maybe that's a repetitive thought that you share with yourself often, is I'm not smart enough, I'm not capable. So maybe start to question that thought. Maybe that's one of those 50,000 negative or repetitive thoughts. Interesting question, interesting moment. Take a look at it. Notice what happens as you go through some of these questions, right? So again, if you had a magic wand, how would your life be better in 3 months? And journal on it. Is it that you would be traveling and that's really what you want to do in this phase of your life? Is it that you want to get a promotion and you know that that's actually really what you want to work towards? Is it that you want to go all in and take your business to the next level? Like, what would your life, how would your life be better in 3 months if you had a magic wand? That's question two. Question three is, what matters most in your life? What matters most to you in your life? Is it friends? Is it family? Is it a relationship? Is it the work that you're doing in the world, the impact that you're making? What is most important in your life? What matters most to you in life? And then the sort of second half of that question would be, and what are you doing about it? Right? What matters most in your life and what are you doing about it? That's another one to journal on, right? Now, the fourth question, and this is something we brought up, you know, really in the beginning of the episode, and this is where you'll get some clarity on it, is what is your definition of happiness? What is your definition of happiness? Now, an experience I had in my own life is 6 years ago or so, I went to a personal development event. I am a big personal development event person. I love diving in for 3-4 days. And one thing that was so interesting is I went to this event and what I began to realize is that the definition I had for happiness was so challenging, was so difficult, was so impossible to meet that I was never happy in my life because I made it so hard for myself to allow myself to be happy. My old definition of happiness was if I want to be happy, what it requires is that everyone around me likes me. What it requires is that I'm happy 24/7. What requires is that every time I have an interaction with people, we're smiling, we're laughing, we're joyous. And I had so many things. It was like, if someone looks at me, they give a good reaction. They have a good expression. Right? I had so many things that were required in order for me to be happy that I was not that happy in my life that often. Right? So what is your definition of happy? What is your definition of happiness? Right? Something that's interesting is sometimes what we can do in life is we can make it so easy for ourselves to feel bad and we can make it so difficult for ourselves to feel good. Well, you know what? What does it take to be unhappy? What's my definition of unhappiness? We go, well, what it takes to be unhappy, my definition of happy is something goes wrong in my life, right? Is I fail, is I am not where I want to be in my life. And if that's your definition of unhappiness, right? It's going to be so easy for you to be unhappy, right? Anytime something doesn't go right in your life versus on the other end, when you said, you know, what does it require to be happy? What's my definition of happy? You said, if everything is going right in my life, I will be happy. That's so difficult. Why don't you change your definition of happiness? And again, you don't have to do this, just throwing a seed in there. But what if you changed your definition of happiness to anytime something incredible happens in my life, anytime something positive happens in my life, anytime I exchange a smile with a stranger, right? Anytime I feel good about myself. What if that was your new definition of happiness? How much more happiness would you have in your life, right? So the question to gain your self-awareness is, what is your definition of happiness? And are there some things that you need to tweak to make it easier for you to be happy more often? And are there some things you maybe need to tweak in your definition of unhappiness, right? Do you have a dirt road to how to become happy? Or do you have a smooth paved road that makes it really, really easy to feel happy, right? You should set yourself up for success so you make it really easy to feel happy and you make it pretty difficult to feel hard. Or excuse me, you make it difficult to feel unhappy, right? So ask yourself, that's the fourth question. What is your definition of happiness? And are there any tweaks that you need to make to it? All right, now question five, and this one is a bit different, is what are you really scared of? What are you really scared of? And this can go into very different ways. One, you could say to yourself, you know what? I am scared as hell of spiders. And you go, I do not like those eight-legged freak things, and they freak me out and they scare me. And I really don't like those. And that's one way you can go. But the other way I would really, really encourage you to do, if you want to grow your self-awareness right now in this moment, and as you go into that journal exercise, ask yourself, what really scares you? What are you scared of for your future? It's a really, really interesting question, right? It could be that you go, you know what? I'm scared to be seen. You go, I'm scared to become someone that I maybe didn't think I was, right? You could say, I'm scared of getting this promotion and having it take away other aspects of my life that I enjoy, right? But a really, really interesting question to ask yourself is, what are you scared of? And as you go into this question, sometimes what will happen and what you want to understand is that the things that you are scared of, often what it really means is that it's really just something that is important to you. The reason you get scared of some things for your future, for your life, for the next phase of your life, the next chapter, is because it's something that's scary. It's something that is scary, but it's because it's important to you, right? If there was something that's not important to you, it doesn't really scare you because it doesn't really mean that much to you. So start to understand the answer to this question. What are you really scared of? And what you want to begin to notice is that that's probably something you should actually move towards in your life, potentially, right? It may be something that you're scared of because it's important to you, right? Or it's something you go, man, I see where my boss is in 3 years, and that scares me to live that type of a life. So I know that I actually probably should change careers, move in a different direction, because that life my boss is living, man, that scares me, and I do not want that for my life, right? But ask yourself, what really scares you? And then just pick that apart a little bit. What can you learn from that about yourself? All right. Now, question six is, when did you last push the boundaries of your comfort zone? When was the last time you really got uncomfortable? When was the last time you put yourself in a situation that required you to muster up some courage and grow? And one thing I always share with people, I've shared it on this podcast before, is oftentimes, if you want to get further faster, you have to take more uncomfortable actions in a condensed amount of time. You look at people that achieve incredible things in their life, it's because they have said, I am going to get uncomfortable continuously. I'm not going to do it once a year. I'm not going to do it once a decade. I'm not going to do it every 6 months. I'm not even going to do it every month. Oftentimes, successful people, they go, I'm going to find a way every single day to put myself in my discomfort zone, to get outside of my comfort zone, because that is where we ultimately grow. So if you want to grow, start to ask yourself, how can you put more uncomfortable actions in a condensed time? All right. So that's the question. When did you last push the boundaries of your comfort zone? And is it time to maybe push the boundaries of your comfort zone again? Is it time to take an action that's going to push you outside of your comfort zone today, in the next week, in the next 30 days? That's question six. Question seven is, what do you love about your life? What do you love about your life? And when you go into this one, allow yourself to go on a rant, or maybe next time you're sitting with a friend, this is a great question you could chat about, right? Just ask your friend, hey, what do you love about your life right now? And just allow yourselves to go in on this question, right? Do you love your relationship? Do you love some things you're doing with your mission, your purpose? Do you love where you live? Right? But what are some things that you really love about your life? And again, as you dive into this exercise, one thing you can start to ask yourself is, okay, how can you incorporate more of those things into your life? The things that you love. All right. Now, question eight is, what do you want more of in your life? Right? What is something that you want more of in your life? And allow yourself to journal on that one, dive deep into it. That's question eight. Question nine, and this is an interesting one. This is one I think we should all think about, including myself, is, are your actions mostly guided by love or fear? Are your actions mostly guided by love or fear? So the actions you're taking in your life right now, whether it's for your relationship, whether it's for your career, are they guided by love or fear? Are the actions you're taking, are you taking them because you're going, man, I can't lose this job. I can't go into a place where I don't know what I'm going to do next. Or are your actions that I'm going to step into this next chapter because I know it's how I spread love to the world. Because it's, I know how I live my purpose, how I live my mission. And is that the actions that you're taking? Right now, you look at two people in the same exact situation in their life, and you look at them 3 years out, and one of them was guided by fear, and one of them was guided by love. They are going to have a drastically different life just because of those slightly different elements, because of what was leading them. So ask yourself, in this moment in your life right now, are the actions that you're taking mostly guided by fear or love? And obviously, a follow-up question could be, and what are some shifts that you need to make? Right? What are some changes? What are some things you could do more of or less of? Right? Less of fear-guided actions and more of love-guided actions. All right. Now, question 10, and this is one I promised you of our last two questions that is really going to move the needle forward in your life, right? These are some questions that when you grow your self-awareness in this way, it can really allow you to get clear on the next chapter. It can allow you to have more self-awareness and ultimately help you create more happiness, passion, fulfillment, and happiness in your life. So the 10th question is, what has the fear of failure stopped you from doing? What is the fear of failure stopped you from doing? Is it something that you want to pursue with your life and you've been afraid that you might try it and you might fail? Is it that you want to get into some sort of a relationship, but you're scared to get hurt? Is it that you know there's a big, scary, uncomfortable action maybe you need to take in your life, but you're afraid it might not work out? What is something that the fear of failure has stopped you from doing? Write it down, journal it. And isn't it true, my friend, that by not taking the action, that you actually guarantee the failure? By not doing anything about it, by not risking the chance you could fail, but also the chance you could succeed, and just sitting there wondering, thinking, doing nothing about it, isn't it true that by default, you've just guaranteed your failure? By doing nothing, you have actually created a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, what has the fear of failure stopped you from doing in your life? Journal about it, think about it, and what's a new step that you know you need to take after that? All right, that's question 10. And finally, the 11th question of 11 questions to grow your self-awareness is, what is one thing you would do if success was guaranteed? What is one thing you would do in your life right now if success was guaranteed? Is it a leap you need to make in your career? Is it that you need to really go all in on yourself? Is it that there's a relationship you want to dive into? Is it, what is the thing that if success was absolutely guaranteed, I could hand you Willy Wonka's golden ticket, you'd go, that is what I am going to use it for. I'm going to use it to guarantee success in this thing. What would that thing be that you would do? And what you're probably starting to guess is my challenge to you as we wrap up is to go pursue that one thing that if success was guaranteed, you would do. Go start pursuing it immediately. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another week. Don't wait another month. Too often, and I'm guilty of this myself sometimes, we say, you know what? I'll get to this next month. I'll get to this next year. You know what? I'll get to this when I'm XYZ years old. What is the thing you need to do today to guarantee that success in your life? And go take that action. All right. So those are the 11 questions to grow your self-awareness. Go through the episode again. I would encourage you and really sit down, journal on those questions, go deep, allow yourself to really dive into this because again, my friend, the key is self-awareness. When you become more self-aware, it is so much easier to be happy, to be fulfilled, to create a life that truly lights you up because you know what the things are that light you up. Do not go through life with no instruction manual on how do you create a life that you love. Dive into the self-awareness, the questions, get to know yourself, and you're going to make it easier to win the game of your life. All right, so go do that. Other than that, I want to say thank you as always for joining me on the show. It is an honor to have some time in your earballs to pour into you, help you live a more fulfilled, passionate life that you enjoy. So thank you so much for being here. And one thing I would say is that if you've been listening to today's episode and a friend's popped up in your mind that you go, you know what? They could use some guidance. They could find some more direction in their life. All I would encourage you to do is send this episode to a friend. Spread the love, spread the self-awareness. And I promise you, they will come back to you saying thank you for sharing this episode with me. And if you're listening to us, tag us on social media. Tag me, tag the podcast. Let me know what was your big takeaway from this episode. What's one of those questions that you really got some powerful answers from? And I would love to hear and interact and engage with you on social as well. So than that, my friend, have a wonderful, incredible, outstanding rest of your day. And if you don't want to go anywhere, don't feel like you need to. I have another episode coming up right after this. You can stick around for that. And other than that, I'll talk to you soon.